DJ. Who that is, ho? Who that is, ho? All right, what's up, Tracy?
What's up, Tanisha?
Not much. We're back, you guys.
Yay, we skipped last week.
Oh, we did.
We did.
Oh, shit. It seemed like it was just last week we recorded, so yeah,
I don't know. It's been crazy.
What's it's been up crazy. Nothing's been up, but you know, we do have a special guest. Two special guests, but collaboratively, they're one.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Crown Jewels is in the building.
It's a brand new
Crown Jewels in the building. You too.
So up? Go ahead, introduce yourselves and, you know, you all that stuff.
It's your boy, G-Mo the Great. You know what I'm saying?
AKA King of the Hustle.
AKA the King of the Hustle.
He ain't lying. Yeah. Hey,
yo, he the plug prick. Yeah.
And I am Nicole Lumberis, a.k.a. Young Oak Cliff. I'm tired.
You know who I didn't get my words out.
Man, we thank y'all for having us, man.
We appreciate, no, we appreciate y'all.
Pretty dope. Long time overdue.
I know, we've been trying to work together for a good minute. And then we did the Valentine's Day episode.
I missed you, girl.
I know. You're sick.
And you know the thing that people said, man? They said I was too prudish. I ain't let y'all get nasty enough, man.
They was trying to get
say it that way. But I was like, it's a sex country's podcast. Like, we could have asked him so many more questions, but I wasn't there.
I wasn't going to say, but you was very conservative.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I didn't want to, like,
so
overstep.
I did ask him to have y'all come back when I'm there. So
okay.
I thought maybe Nick may have been, you know.
Yeah, he seemed a little conservative, too.
So we kind of kept it cute.
You know,
We on y'all platforms today.
Yeah,
so now let's get all into it.
All into it.
So what's been up with y'all? What y'all got going on? Yeah. Tell us. First of all, let's plug y'all podcast. Yeah. Because, come on now. If y'all don't know about Crown Jewels,
we are Crown Jewels Podcast. That's Crown with a K, Jewels with an S. You can find us on all social media platforms. Instagram is Crown Jewels Podcast and Twitter is Crown Jewels Pod. We do have a website at www.crownjewelspodcast.com.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Hey, I mean, the Crown Jewels basically, man, is just an outlet for young millennials to kind of find a motivation, you know what I mean? So we're not like everybody else too much. We don't dive into the social media topics too much because, you know, by the time my segment drop or my show drop, it's already been talked about 500 times.
Yeah.
So
that's true.
I try to, like, let everybody else who good at that have that, you know what I'm saying? We just try to keep that motivation going. Listen in, get your motivation. Try to talk about those real topics.
So, I do enjoy this podcast because, again, we don't really discuss too much current events.
Mm-hmm.
It trickles in every now and again, but it doesn't dictate what we talk about. So, that's the enjoyable thing about Crown Jewels. Sometimes it's a little bit serious. Sometimes it's a little bit fun.
It's a balance.
It's a balance. We have fun.
Yeah, I do. I enjoy y'all show, honestly.
Well, shout out to y'all. I really enjoy y'all show.
Do you? Really? Thank you.
You know, it's a lot of shows out there talking about sex, and it get grotesque on that. You know what I'm saying? I feel like y'all's is more educational.
It's very sex positive. Very sex conscious.
Like, yeah, you can. Yeah. Like, if you prudish, like, you know, like
I feel like we can, you know, cover all aspects of people's sex lives. Yeah. You know, and that's what the goal was.
I did enjoy when I listened to you guys' show, the fact that y'all give like the tips.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah, that's lit.
I really enjoyed that part because, again, and then y'all tagline is dope.
Yeah. Thank you.
We appreciate that. It took a long time to come up with that.
I just think about it because you kind of, I don't know about y'all, but like growing up, I just thought sex was like super bad.
Yeah.
It felt dirty because I'm like, ugh, but I enjoy it so much.
We not normal.
I still did it, but it was always something in the back of my head. Yeah. Like, I'm not supposed to.
And that's what we thought, you know, a lot of people.
Privacy.
And right. Yeah. A lot of people feel that way. Yeah. So that's what we wanted to make it, you know, outlet for people who are interested in certain things, but don't really want nobody to know.
It's like the new internet. You know, podcasting is like the new internet. You can go search and Google. Nobody knows what you're searching Google for.
Exactly.
So let's get into music mode.
Yeah. Okay.
To lady humps? I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
All right, Tracy, so what's been up in music? What was that little dance you just did?
I don't know.
I wish y'all could have seen
it. Say music. I started dancing. Solange, definitely. I listened to her a few times, and then
when I get home,
what did y'all think about Solange?
So first listen, I was like, "What the fuck?"
I was disappointed.
Second
the first
listen,
time.
I was like, and when I started listening to the lyrics, like Florida Water,
I love
that
song.
Much rituals or anything, but like I use Florida Water for like breaking down like toxic energy and all that with cleansing and So I enjoyed that part of it was in there. It was just like when I listen to it again, I'm like vibed out. Like I'm in Texas. I'm a Texas ass girl.
Right.
Like, and she's super Texas.
Very much so Texas.
And then, then I went back and watched the visual, which made it even better for me. So now when I'm listening, it was a good visual. I was like, okay.
Yeah, if I was like you, the first time I listened to it, I was like, okay, so and I was like, okay. I know it's something more behind the music. Mm-hmm. Let me listen to it again. And the more I listen to it, the more I fell in love with it. And it's just a vibe. And,
it is.
And the thing is, it's 19 songs, but it's only like 45 minutes long. Well, and
then let me ask y'all this.
It's a 33-minute video.
Yeah. What's your favorite song up there?
Mine is Almeida.
Yes, mine was
I'm going to have to go with Stay Flow, Almeida.
Yeah.
There's another one. That's Benz.
Benz. Yeah,
I'm
like
a little
Benz
biased
too.
Everything happened for a reason, and I truly believe in, you know, waves and all that type of stuff. But me and my family had been, like, reminiscing about, like, our old elders and stuff. My grandmother's name is Almeida. This was way before came out.
Really?
Way before. We had been posting pictures of my grandmother, posting pictures of, you know, other family members and stuff like that. Come to find out, like, one of my family members didn't know who our grandmother was. And we were talking about, her name is Almeida, this is that, and we called her Grandma Almeida. Then the CD dropped, and I was like, y'all, look, Almeida! So I was like,
confirmation.
It was, like, so dope. So definitely that was, like, one of my top songs. I listened to that a few times.
That's really dope.
I like the chop and screw kind of vibe that you get
from
the beat. I love bass.
So from a male standpoint, Gmo, what did you feel about it? Because we was vibing as women trying to connect.
Yet.
What?
I can't get off two
times.
What you mean you ain't listening?
Oh, I was going to hit you with a Soulja Boy.
What?
Drake?
Listen. But nah.
Two Chainz?
I can't get off Two Chainz. I said, all right, I'm going to listen to the Chainz, and then I'm going to go to Solange. But I just can't get off Two Chainz.
You know what? Two Chainz. I was, you know, impressed.
My favorite one, I cannot get past Mama, I Hit a Lick.
I love that song.
It had to grow on me.
I love that song.
I just can't get past
Mine's is, I like, is it called Sam?
Sam,
yeah.
With the UGK?
Yeah, I like that one. It's a couple songs on there. I was really impressed. I was like, this is a good body of work from him. Like, the production was good. The writing was good.
Yeah. I mean, I can honestly say that 2 Chainz is pretty consistent.
Like,
whenever he does drop something, I mean, in my head, it may not last very long. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, a month after, I'm like, What was I listening to? But really definitely, definitely in that moment, it's definitely a vibe.
Oh, yeah.
I really do always appreciate
Two Chainz. Yeah. Because I'm on wax saying that 2 Chainz is probably my go-to, like one of my favorite rappers, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel like he's very underrated.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. Why do y'all think he's so underrated?
I don't think people take him seriously.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's what it is.
I don't know why that is, but...
Because he's more of a visual, kind of commercialized looking rapper versus them taking him serious like Chance the Rapper as far as a lyricist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
When you think of lyricists, you don't think of 2 Chainz.
No, you don't.
When you think of Thug and, you know,
like just trap music in general.
He got swept in at Atlanta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what it was.
And the thing is, he stands so apart from other Atlanta artists, but he gets swept in that wave where they think he copying Future or something like that. You know?
Yeah. But when I think of 2, I think of rebranding. I think of Titty Boy.
Yes.
And then 2 Chainz.
So
when he popped with Play a Circle, but when he pop as 2 Chainz, you can't really classify him. He's not a rookie in the game.
Not at all.
He's an OG, but damn, I really haven't seen you as 2 Chainz, so where do I put you?
Right. Yeah.
And I think, again, just to reiterate what G just said, like, you kind of get swept under the rug.
Yeah.
The rebrand was...
It was
The rebrand was dope as hell.
It was the dopest move he could have made, you know, as an artist.
And if you notice, every time he drop a project, it's really a rebranding each project.
It is.
You know what I'm saying? Like even with the Pretty Girls Like Trap Music to this, it's totally different.
Totally different vibes, but they both are vibes.
I will say I like this album better than I did Pretty Girls Like Trap Music.
Yeah, I would say the same.
I
really like this.
Saturday Night was my favorite off of Pretty Girls Like Trap Music. And then I'm still listening to like old 2 Chainz.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So with this one, I do like the concept of it. Like I said, I can't get past the one song, but I really liked it up until that point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm feeling, I'm rocking with Sam Go Hard. Mm-hmm. It's a song called, I'm Not Crazy.
I like that. Yeah, I like that too.
And I
like the title. You know.
Yeah. I've been called crazy and shit a lot.
Which one was that with CeeLo?
Is that the one with CeeLo?
That's not the one with CeeLo.
No.
He came at us.
Oh, this is the one with
I know.
That one got Kodak Black. Chance the Rapper.
Oh, okay. Mm. Oh, y'all know T-Pain had dropped. He dropped something new.
It was good.
Is he yelling?
T-Pain underrated. Like, I don't know what happened.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying?
Listen. Y'all, I had discovered the Masked Singer.
Mm-hmm.
Never watched the show. I watched it on the finale.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on there. And, like, I was watching, like, past episodes and stuff. And he was singing. Man. Yeah. I was, like, very much so impressed.
And he got swept under the rug. Because think about Lil Jon. Think about... The whole era of music, it was like young and loud. Like to us, that like what Lil Jon was to us, like the trap music is to the young
new
kids.
Yeah, to the new generation.
The shit that we say, oh, I don't like listening to that.
Yeah.
That was our shit. That was the stuff that our parents called the stupid shit that they listened
to. Right. Mm-hmm. And then T-Pain, you know, we know him for auto-tune.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say.
So,
I think that he branded himself based off of just auto-tune for so long. When people started mimicking him, it was like, what do I need him for?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. So nobody actually saw the actual artist that he was.
Yeah.
He just got pushed to the side. And then it didn't make it no better when he started bitching and crying about, I invented auto-tune and y'all niggas wasn't doing this. And it's like,
right. Oh, shut up. When did it happen?
He did a whole documentary or something because then
a documentary.
It's a documentary on him because that's how I first found out that he was actually talented and could sing and stuff.
Because
they did something, maybe it was Unsung, but he had like an alcohol problem.
Really,
he ended up losing like his family and everything. Like he went through it. He went through a lot before like this whole rebranding
but
thing
he's back
that
with
he's
his
doing
now, right?
I think he's.
You know how niggas do when we get old and shit.
Yeah,
you
know what I mean?
Be ready to settle down when you're 85 and shit.
I was just playing, baby, come back.
I know.
Whereby? Okay.
Right. No, she came back.
Well, God bless her.
But yeah, so I think it was a good strategy move for him to accept the voice. I mean, not the voice, but the Masked Singer.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody knew it was him. Yeah. Nobody even suspected it was him. Mm-mm. And
so, so they're actually wearing masks?
They're masked, and then they have, like, when they do talk, their voices are, like,
distorted.
Yeah, distorted mm-hmm. and everything.
Wow. But that his was so actual good. Talent shined through because you didn't know who it was.
And he was singing, like, Ed Sheeran and, like, Broadway songs mm-hmm. and stuff. You would have never guessed that's who
and
it was.
And then right after he won, he dropped his album.
Yeah.
So his name was still hot on everybody's, you know, mind. Mm-hmm. So, bam, you got a project from him.
Didn't even know that he dropped something.
Yep, he did.
But speaking of, didn't know that they was going to drop something. I'm waiting for this What a Time to Be Alive, too.
Now, that I had no idea that was coming.
It just, like, I'm looking at it, I'm Googling it now, and it says one day ago. So, it doesn't say when they're going to drop.
No,
it's
okay.
It's just a speculation, I guess.
But did they wait too late, though?
Yep.
Because, I mean, that album came out about 4 years ago.
It did. Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's the, I don't know.
But
I mean,
it was a vibe. I mean,
Drake can't do no wrong, so, you know.
Yes, he can.
Future, honestly, Future can do so everything over. Wrong for me.
Okay, right.
So, I don't really know if I want to listen to it, but just thinking
I'm
about.
I'm over Drake.
What a Time to Be. I'm over Drake, too.
I'm over the both of them.
But I love Drake, so I just can't just, like, push him to the side.
Future
you know,
is
man.
Not for the culture.
He's not.
They don't like him as a person.
So I'm wondering.
Damn, what?
No.
He is a fuck nigga. He's just.
Definition of Future is the epitome of a fuckboy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, why? What do you do?
Trash.
It's garbage.
What you hear that silence?
Garbage.
It's who he didn't do.
That's the problem.
Right. And who he's circling around doing. I mean, it's not his fault, though, because they allow him to. It's so much I don't understand about Future as far as why is he so obsessed with the whole Ciara and Russell thing. Like, you always have something to say.
Because men get jealous.
Men get jealous,
you know. And they don't know how to express themselves.
True.
It just turns out to be bitter and ugly and nasty. It's a bitter-ass, bitch-ass man.
He's a bitch-ass nigga.
I don't know about all of that.
Full of bitch-assness.
Bitch-assness.
It comes from the fact that, like, you know, I mean, I'm just keeping facts. Like, you want her to struggle a little bit after she leaves.
Yeah, of course you do.
I'm sorry.
But she bounced back so hard and so remarkable.
But that's his fault.
Like, exactly. Like, why don't you focus on your shit? Get your shit together and stop focusing on everybody else with everybody else.
Right.
The moment you seen that she bounced back and she was happy, wipe your hand and let that shit go. You lost, my nigga. Move the fuck on.
Future didn't say nothing for a long time, though.
Ciara
was like, he's a bad dad. He don't come see his child.
I don't know where y'all getting it because I have never heard her say that.
I haven't either.
Other than in court.
Fake news.
I don't know. I really haven't. I'm sure she has addressed it because with all of the talk and interviews that he's done, but I don't think it was to the magnitude of her, you know, him doing it.
She wasn't writing songs about him. Yeah, I'll just say that.
Right.
Is she still
doing songs? I mean, but everybody know Future, most of his songs was about
her. I feel like Level Up was a little bit overrated.
It was a lot overrated.
Okay.
That song was terrible.
Okay. Was it even rated?
I
feel like some songs, especially like that, it's popular in different communities, different groups. In the dance world, that was the go-to song.
Yeah.
We did challenges, all this other stuff. That was a great song to dance
to. Maybe, and that's her
but,
thing. So.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But as far as radio play, if I'm going, you ain't going to catch me in my house.
I'd rather just
level up. Level up. Like, you're not going to catch me doing it.
I'll just put in Future. I know.
It was a good workout song. Type
You
know?
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Just to be putting something out.
Anything else going on? Social media, music news?
I finally caught the Oscars. Good. And then I stopped watching.
When did the Oscars come on? Last month?
Mm-hmm. It was on Hulu.
She be late to everything, though, I swear.
I don't even show up.
Right. I'm going to be that person. And Marsha done, I already said it, my best friend. She said, when I die, she gonna roll me in 15 minutes late. Because that's the only way it's gonna be real. Because I swear, I'm nowhere. When I say nowhere on time, and including things that happen.
I mean, me either, but.
Yeah, I'm real. I'm always real late.
Yeah, well, all right. We got used to it, though.
Yeah, but Sammy came out with something.
Sammy
been bubbling lately. Like, I've been seeing his name popping up on social media a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a lot of pop-up visits. I guess he's touring or something. I don't know, but I see a lot of pictures.
Y'all listened to
him? Nah,
I listened to the Sammy.
like, I see his name, but like... Right?
Y'all going to this Millennium concert?
Hell
no.
I heard it's over already, ain't it?
No.
I heard somebody quit already.
Raspy quit.
Shut your face.
Because Chris Stokes allegedly
raped him,
did some things to him, molested him. So Raspy decided he was going to stop doing it.
Wait, again?
I guess.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you like I heard.
Safe or something.
What? I'm gonna tell you like I heard D.L. Hughley say it.
Oh.
Ew.
This better be some fucked up shit.
Because when he said it, I was like, damn, bro.
Oh my god.
If you got molested by the same man that you was getting molested as an adult that you was a child, that's your boyfriend.
You know, okay. Low key, I can agree to that.
So he did something again to him as an adult?
That's what I'm asking.
He said he ain't feel safe. On being on the tour, he felt Chris Stokes.
But I thought he knew Chris Stokes was going to be a part of, because Chris Stokes is the reason why we have a B2K in the first place.
I think he missed him. So that was his way of getting some attention real quick. Just tell that man you want to suck that man's dick or something.
I'm not even going to touch it, because if the kid was motherfucking molested, I'm not even going to play them games. Like, nah, bro.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, he said he was. That's fine. But you had to know that he was going to be buzzing around somewhere.
He was going to be a millennium
tour. You're a man now. Like, you screw up. Like,
exactly.
You yourself.
Exactly. So I'm just not understanding. You ain't going to make me miss my money.
Right.
The only money I've had in like this coming in for a long ass time.
Yeah.
Hell no.
I've been around people that have been a male and have been molested by another male, and it fucks up your mental. So
I'm
sure it does.
Square up, but they mental is totally different.
It's a difference between regular people being around their molester or their, you know, predator versus I'm actually doing it. There's too much security around here to keep us away from each other.
Where you can be like, I don't want him.
Yeah, I don't want to be in a certain, you know, feet of him. So when you come off stage, you automatically get escorted this way and he escorted that. I mean, come on now.
Okay. Yeah.
They do it all the time on Love and Hip Hop. Why they couldn't do it
real? Hey, y'all ever know on Love and Hip Hop, when somebody got a camera tag, they keep a fence or a car between everybody?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
They never keep.
Because it's scripted. It's so fake.
But Juice WRLD came out with something too.
Did he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard he projected to do some good sales on there too.
Is
they
he?
Talking about like 150K on.
Really?
Yeah.
Ain't he supposed to be on tour right now?
With Nikki.
Mm-hmm. In Europe, a European.
I thought didn't some of her tours get canceled?
Yeah.
Did you hear about that? They said that Nikki's tour in France.
Then they started chanting Cardi B.
They started chanting Cardi B. Which is really fucked up.
Is it over for Nikki?
Yeah.
I feel like that's
right. It is.
Over for music is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's time for her to boss up in another area.
She needs to get on her Rihanna shit. You know how Rihanna's, ventured off into other.
That.
We did. We talked about that. She needs to venture off into other businesses because musically, she's not popping.
Yeah.
Like, nobody cares.
And I think she got to understand that's okay.
That's okay.
You had your run, but don't ruin your run.
She had a great,
she did ruin her run. To me, that's the reason why your run is over, because you ruined it.
Yeah. She had a great run. Now focus on some businesses. Get you a shoe line or some shit. You know?
Yeah.
I got perfumes and stuff, I guess.
I'm just saying.
Who walking around smelling
like Nikki? The little teenagers are. Like, I was tripping off these chicks named the City Girls. Mm-hmm. Now I don't know a lot about the City Girls.
I don't know a lot about them, but Tracy, like, Lil Rachel.
Free JT. Let me some City
I was tripping off the fact that, like, man, they sound like Trina to me so much. Old
they are
Trina.
Really Trina.
I'm like, how do Trina let them get out of Miami without signing them first?
True.
But she supports them.
She supports them.
That's dope.
But,
that's dope.
You know, Trina, she done fell off, like, look-wise.
She
looks terrible.
Man,
I never thought Trina was
terrible cool. Wigs, though. Her
it's
wig
the wigs and the makeup.
It's
like,
because she's always worn wigs.
It's just terrible wigs.
I gotta Google it, because
you
gotta
see, like,
Love and Hip Hop.
I don't love and Hip Hop in Miami.
Yeah, I don't
know. No, I follow her on Instagram, and I'm like, I don't know if it's the lighting.
orders of her stature should not.
She needs to fire her stylist.
Yeah.
She can't dress. Her wigs be terrible.
Yeah.
And her makeup be too light.
Oh. First of all, look who she still hang around.
Watch.
Everybody there, if you watch Love in Miami, which I've caught it like once or twice, everybody she hang around look like that. Like they all look like they still like swamp creatures. Yeah. It's just like ridiculous. I'm just saying, when it's in you, it's in you. Just because you got money don't mean. I don't know.
She look a mess. Anyway, we fake getting into the sex position. That's enough music.
Okay.
All right, guys, so Crown Jewels, they are coming here with how many sex positions y'all bring?
That's what, how many can I give you?
As many as you want.
I got a two good
ones. Two good ones?
Yeah, I got a two good
solid. Go for it.
All right. Going in. Yeah. All right, so all right. Sex position of the week brought to you by Crown Jewels.
Hey, this is your boy, G-Mo the Great. I'm going to give you number one. The standing 69. You know, this one, the man is standing. He's positioned the woman, picked her up upside down by her waist, legs in the air, knees on the shoulders, and it's the standing 69.
Okay.
I'm standing 69?
Yeah. All right.
That's one of my faves.
What's the other one?
The other one, the scissor. You feel everything she got with the scissor. That's when she lay on her side. You take one leg and you kind of straddle that one leg. And the other one, you just kind of hold it. I like to hold the ass cheek up a little bit, and they give you a good leverage. And
on the back?
On her side, on the bed.
On
her side, laying in the bed.
But, okay.
And her legs straight. So like he just, yeah. But he more like this.
Yeah. On the leg. Actually opposite. I tried that before.
Yeah, and you feel everything she ate with that shit.
Everything she ate.
It's a weird ass position. When I tried it, it was just weird as fuck.
Yeah.
You
ain't doing
it
right.
Nah.
Yeah, right.
Right. That's a great position.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah.
What's your favorite?
My favorite is the good old classic doggy style.
The classic.
My favorite.
Okay, now there's different variations though.
Okay.
Okay, are you on your knees? Are you standing up? Mm-hmm.
I like to be on my knees.
Okay.
Hands on the bed or face on the bed?
Both. It depends on the vibe.
Okay.
Get a little bit rough, push my face on the bed, put my hair a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my type of position.
Right.
Yeah.
Ass up, face down.
Ass up, face down. Grab my ass. Smack my ass. Yeah.
Smack the ass cheek.
Exactly.
I'm not going to break in half. It's okay to smack it a little bit harder.
But you know, guys be a little scared sometimes.
I don't know, because if I'm clear with you to say smack it harder, that means to smack it harder.
Yeah.
Like,
it'll take them a couple times and then they'll do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta feel it. It's a lot better. It shakes back.
Right. Okay.
Put a little force on me.
Yeah. So that was the sex positions.
Yep.
Brought to you by Crown Jewels Podcast.
Hey.
All right. We fake into this main topic though.
Hold on.
Wait.
What y'all got?
What? Y'all a special guest.
Okay.
Yes. Well, thank you.
So special guest gets to have the floor for sex position.
We're gonna switch the name up of the standing 69. We call it the Crown Jewel.
There you go.
Okay.
The
Crown Jewel. That was nothing to do with me. Come on, Crown Jewel.
Okay, Crown Jewel. I'm gonna find a picture and I'm gonna post it on our social media.
I got a friend that did the Crown Jewel. Actually, my cousin did the Crown Jewel. She almost had to go to the hospital because she was in that position too long.
Oh.
Blood rushed to her head. Almost passed out.
So here's a disclaimer.
Thanks.
Start seeing spots. It's time to stop.
Know your limits.
Know your limits. Get you a safe word.
Tap out. Tap code.
And make sure you're strong enough to pick up your lady.
Yeah, be sure that. You might have to practice some.
No,
she fall on her head, she ain't never forgive me. It's a wrap.
But I was thinking about a time when, a long time ago, man was so tall, so muscular, just a beautiful man.
She had me flashback.
Pick me up on his shoulders, and when I say, I was like, oh, y'all put me down, I'm afraid of heights. Like,
oh, really?
I was so scared of heights. But he picked me up, and he was like 6'8".
I've had a 6'8" dude.
Put my hand on the ceiling. All right, it was two tall ass motherfuckers in this shit.
Wow.
Had me on the shoulders.
I bet that was a beautiful sight.
It was a beautiful sight.
Y'all don't have it on film? No. I'm just curious.
No, I wish.
How about people watching?
I think, I don't know. I'm going to have to do that one day. Just people watch.
I like to watch people and for people to watch me. Anyway, mm-hmm. Next.
So it's topic time.
It's topic time. It's topic time. Hey, it's topic time. Time. It's topic time.
Hey, sloppy topic.
Sloppy topic. All right, guys. So we're going to get into this main topic. And today we are talking about fucking on the first date, aka pleased to meet you. Oh. All right. So what y'all think? Like, fucking on the first date, is it a norm now, or, you know, is the stigma on it in the past, or let's get all the way into it. First, I want to know, have you or will you fuck on a first date? We're going to start with my co-host. We're going to start with Tracy.
Yep, I have.
You have?
Sure have.
Okay.
Gladly.
Proudly.
I mean, I've always been that free spirit to be like, you know, what's up with it?
Okay.
What we doing after this type shit?
But was it like a true first date? Like, y'all didn't really know each other, but then y'all like vibed on the date? Or was it like one of those times where like y'all were already talking and then went on a date?
Oh, one night standish, like,
yeah, you know, because that's kind of a little different, I think. Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. all of the above, I've met a dude in the club and we vibed the entire night, and okay. I was like, shit, what you doing after this? You coming back to my place? Okay, or what? He tried to start a relationship with me. She was crazy as hell, and I was like, bro, I didn't think I was gonna see you no more.
Okay.
But that made you put it down, man.
No, not bye. One night stand. Send him that emoji.
Yeah.
But and then it's been where we've been talking, we built up the chemistry, and it's just like, to dig to.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, you go out, you have a really good time, have a couple of drinks, and, you know, exchange a little touching and feeling.
Exchanging energies.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
And then, all of the above.
All right.
I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Crown jewels?
I don't see anything wrong with it. Similar story. It was like, I had to stop dealing with somebody, mm-hmm. and I was like, you know what, I just want a one-night stand. Like, I don't want nothing, no extra, no feelings. I was just kind of bullshitting, but I had said it, so I spoke it into existence.
Yeah.
So, and my friends out, this guy approached me, asked me for my number. I was like, cool. He went his way, I went mine. And then he texted me after, I guess he must have seen me leaving. He texted me, he's like, hey, come to my house. Mm-hmm. You know, come to my place, let's have a nightcap.
Okay.
It's like, okay, cool. So, at first I was like, okay. Don't be trying to have sex with me, blah, blah, blah.
Girl.
Oh, you
heard
me. I know.
But then, okay.
You ain't even believe that shit.
Right.
Like, man, situation where I have just, like, said, I had to pull up and say, I just want my pussy ate. And so I can control it.
Okay.
And so I get there. We got the nightcap going. Hey, look, I'm tired. I gotta work in the morning. I'm just gonna crash here. Mm-hmm. Whatever. He's get the nibbling.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Birdman rub.
He gets the nibbling a little bit, and I'm like, oh, this shit kind of feel good. And I was like, okay, since you just blessed me, like, go ahead, you can put your little tip in. So, go ahead, put the tip in.
Not the tip.
The tip. So I was like, okay, you know what? Cool. It wasn't all that good, but the hair was good. So I was like, you know what?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of balanced that.
You know, I got what I came
so
for.
So you never, like, fucked with him again after that?
Oh, my God. It led to, like, a whole situationship. The only reason it ended is because he moved to out of state.
Oh, okay.
He came back, but I stopped answering the phone call.
Good save.
Good
save.
Yeah.
He moved out of state.
Yeah. It was a good save, right? Yeah.
I'm peeped free. It.
Yeah.
He started cooking for me.
Yeah.
He was doing all this nice shit. And I was like, I can't leave him alone.
Yeah.
But I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
But I'm bored.
Right.
The one I told block me the other week. That was him. He cooking all that. Mm-hmm. And like, bro, we selling both. And I was just like, what is she doing?
Exactly. And I'm just like, I don't want to do more. Like, it's too complicated. Okay. I wasn't ready for it. Yeah.
Can you get a hustle?
Man, I'm prudish, man. I don't be doing that. Now, let me put conservative ass. I'm from St. Louis, man. Ain't nothing but hoes in St. Louis. You know what I mean?
Seen the tip drill video.
I'm with the shits, man. I'm sorry. Like, I mean, I don't believe in thinking too much about shit. Like, yeah. I mean, if we vibing, it's feeling good, on the same page, let's get to it. Like, I ain't into no, you can't make me wait. No, 90 days and shit. Like,
yeah,
that's
the dumbest shit in the world.
Yeah, I'm not with that. But I definitely feel like that, hell yeah.
Yeah.
On the first,
I'm sure y'all know my answer. Duh. Cool. I had this dude eat my ass on the first date.
Damn.
First date.
One thing I will say is like that freaks me out about, because that's like the first time I did that, and like I said, it just didn't work out like I wanted it to. I wanted to be like super savage, like fuck them and like
double
leave them alone.
Yeah,
it didn't work out.
Oh,
but I
know your limits.
Like, everything kind of in my mind, I'd be like, oh my god, we didn't even have we didn't have a STD conversation. We knew none of this shit. Like, but it feels so good.
The vibes, man.
Yeah, the vibe. Yeah, sometimes it happens.
So, I'm okay with it.
What was that look?
She said,
I mean, I think you can figure out a lot of shit about a person on that first go round. You know what I'm saying? Like, whether or not I feel like dealing with y'all ass going forward.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, knock it down real quick. You know what I mean? She was, you know, because I mean, like, I don't know. I didn't hit on the first date. Like, I didn't met a chick. We linked up at 12 for lunch. Mm-hmm. We kicked it all day. About midnight, we was getting to it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
I feel like that's a long time.
That's a long time.
And I feel like, the date was lit,
that's
though.
Plenty, that's plenty.
And I feel like I knew her then.
Yeah.
You know
what
I
mean?
So I'm like, you know,
a whole day together, I think, does make you feel like.
Yeah.
And we kicked it for a while after that.
Yeah.
Until she found out I had a girlfriend, and then I had to let her go and shit.
Until she found out I had a girlfriend.
Oh.
I mean, she ain't find out right away. It was about a year later. But
a year later?
I have been in a situation where the guy that I was involved with had a whole girlfriend, and...
I've been there, yeah.
Even after I found out about it, I was just like,
it's like whatever.
It is what it is.
I had a key to the spot.
Like, yeah, so it's like,
you have two girlfriends at this point. Like, exactly. She get mad, I don't fight women, so she's going to fight me by herself. Like, you can have them.
Y'all should have just came together and be like, what we going to have on for his birthday?
That's just
wasn't that important. He wasn't that important.
That's just a polyamorous relationship. Yeah, you know.
It wasn't that important. You can have them back.
So do y'all think that, you know, nowadays, since we in 2019, that fuck on the first date is the norm?
I think that people can do what they want to do a little bit more as far as like,
because
we kind of live our own lives. At the end of the day, a lot of people in Dallas are transplants.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have their family members over their back.
Yeah.
And everything they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can kind of disconnect. We're a little bit older now. We know how to be private.
Yeah.
Or you can be a free spirit and say anything you do. It really don't matter.
Right.
But I think people should do what the fuck they want to do.
Exactly.
I agree. You know what I'm saying? Just to piggyback off that, I think, like, now the kids, the young people, they way more free. Like, I'm 35. And back in my day... But no, back in the day, like, I remember when a nigga wouldn't say he ate pussy.
Oh, know? Yeah.
She'd say she didn't suck dick.
Yeah.
And so now people freely doing it. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing. Like, they getting. Like, the biggest thing when I was a young kid is that you'd be like, cuz, I fingered her. Smell this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That was big shit.
You was ill when I heard it.
I know. It just sounds so, I don't know.
You was lit. You know what I'm saying? You like, nigga,
I don't be kissing motherfuckers in that right in their mouth after they eat.
Right.
Like, but every time somebody say smell my finger, I'm like, ugh.
I don't know.
So it's like, now it's way more freer. It's way more liberal. It's less judgment.
It is.
You know what
it
I'm saying? People doing a lot of shit.
I see that is normalized.
I took to social media and I asked my followers and my listeners if they would have sex on the first date.
I don't feel like we dating no more. Huh? I'm gonna be honest. I don't feel like we're dating.
I don't think people know how to date. Don't know how to.
Is that what it is? That we don't know what's considered a date.
I think people are going. They go off of a fucking vibe.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here. They go off of a vibe, and sometimes one person wants a relationship and the other person doesn't, or both of them don't want a relationship and they just vibe.
And they vibe
with you. Yeah. Until the vibe is gone.
Yeah.
And I'm just bounce around.
That is not necessarily.
That's just the culture.
Yeah.
And that's where the communication get lost at.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah. And so 63% said, yeah, they would. Why not? Whatever. Mm-hmm. And then 37% said, nah. No.
They negative. Lie.
And most of those, most of that 37% were men. And I'm with you. I feel like they is lying through their fucking teeth. They know damn well if a chick say, you know, I just want to fuck. Or, you know, we vibing,
but
and we, you know, we went out.
If us as women, I feel like we still deal with this to this day. If us as women say we want to fuck, and that's all we want. Because I've been in a situation too where I said, I don't want a relationship. I don't do relationships. I just want, I know you.
Yeah.
I like you. I care for you. I just want to have sex. I'm stressed out. This is what I need you for. And literally it's been, I guess they thought I was going to change.
Oh yeah,
and it just turned into something.
They a lot of men can't handle that from a woman,
right?
You know, they don't know what to think of it because typically, you know, you find women who have that quote unquote 90-day rule.
Yeah,
they listen to Steve Harvey, and
I don't see nothing wrong with the 90-day rule either. If you want to date intentionally,
right? I understand that for some people.
I think it's stupid. I'm sorry. I think the whole thing is stupid. If you're intentionally holding out for 90 days, all that means is that
it's mind game.
In 90 days, you a hoe. You're just not a hoe right now.
Right.
But, or
if you want to get to know a person,
or that means you fucking somebody else. You fucking your ex.
Yeah.
And you're just not fucking me because you want to get to know me.
Because you fucking somebody. Unless you're just strictly celibate.
No, you ain't celibate.
And you don't fucking yourself.
Even these celibate hoes be fucking too. I know a couple of them. They
say celibate hoes be fucking.
Yeah, they be fucking too.
But they not celibate.
They'll tell you, I don't do that. Well,
I've gone through periods where I was celibate and didn't have sex, at all.
Like, for me, I'll fuck with guys, but, nothing overlaps. Like, I can't do multiple partners at the same time just because, not because I don't know. I don't know, I ain't no hoe ass type shit, but it's just more of I don't want to, it's just, it gets confusing.
To me, it's a hygiene thing. Yeah. I feel like you can't.
I think it's more it's a confusion because of the energies.
Exactly.
And, you know,
it's too much,
people's spirits and stuff.
So it's just
nope. Yeah. But, the 9-day rule, I think is stupid. I'm with you, Tracy. I mean, because my thing
I mean, to each his own. If y'all doing the 90-day rule,
both power to you. Those that do the 90-day rule are trying to date with intentionality. So, that means, okay, I'm putting off what I want right now to try to figure out. Because, let's be honest, people can play
a
character for 90 days and still do the same bullshit after the 90 days.
Like, either way. You really don't know what you're getting,
exactly.
You know, if you're fucking him or not.
And then what if it's a really good person after 90 days, but they trash?
The sex is trash.
Yes.
That's my biggest fear. It's
okay.
I hold off for 30 months, and you mean tell me that this
sex is a bad situation?
Because somebody gave me the business.
The next.
Right. I had situations.
Alternate.
First night was trash. But then I would say, okay, let me give it another time. And it was just the most mind-blowing shit.
But that's because your feelings was there.
No, it don't. No.
Hey, sometimes I'm going to be real and go on record with this shit. A lot of niggas have nerves on that first time.
Yeah.
And then throw your ass
off. A lot of times the first time do be trash.
Yeah.
So, you know.
So, I do try to give it a
second chance. I done trashed some motherfuckers before. I ain't gonna lie.
Do you give a girl a second chance after her pussy bad the first time?
This the thing. This the myth. Ain't no bad pussy.
It's
the
myth.
No.
He says it's a myth.
It's no bad pussy.
You are the first man I have ever heard say
this the
that.
Thing. There's the thing. Like women think it's trash dig out there. It's some women who trash, but we work with y'all. We'll be like, nah, baby, watch your teeth. Or nah, don't bounce on it. Grind on it. Or nah, let me get up.
That's
let me hit
just
it from the
teaching
back.
Them your preference.
That's when you trash and he like, you know what? Let me get my ass up and handle this because she trash right now.
Well,
yeah. So that's what men, that's what we do. We'll never, I don't know a man that ever been like, nigga, her shit so disgusting. I'll never go over there. Cause
I've heard that before.
I have too.
That's talk.
Nah.
Think about all them ugly baby mamas. Somebody knocking them hoes down, man.
Well, they must got some good ass pussy.
Man, I mean, because they ugly.
But, that don't mean they pussy
but
ain't
I'm
good.
Just saying, niggas will hit anything.
That's true. You know what I'm saying?
And so if it's...
That's kind of shallow.
Niggas will. And that's niggas true, will that's true. Hit it's anything. True, yeah, so I'm just saying, if a nigga... And we don't be having people lined up in our DMs like women do. Like, y'all can scroll who going to be the fool nigga. You can scroll and say, this is going to be the fool nigga today. Yeah. I'm going to fuck with him today. But I ain't never fucking with him again. Us, we be like, shit, motherfucker dry. I'm gonna hit her up if she said I could take her out to eat, nigga. That's a chance. Right. Her, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, most times it's like a lot.
My shit driving bitch right now.
But most of the time, yeah, that's what, like if you trash or something, a nigga gonna work with you. He gonna get you there. Yeah. He gonna get you because he gonna ain't no nigga finna get up in the middle of sex and be like, I'm finna put my clothes on and shake. He gonna find a way to get you to get to his point.
Yeah, so
he
what gonna if make she dry?
He'll spit in it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no nigga gonna leave. He gonna find a way.
She got no walls.
He gonna find
how to work that he left gonna, wall.
Yeah, he gonna like, do it.
Hey. He gonna, hey, on that little left wall. Whoa.
Baby, like, ain't a hoop.
We gonna find a way.
He gonna find a way. So do y'all think the cost of a date determines if a chick will smash?
I don't think so.
Do men expect it? If they spend a lot of money, do you expect to smash at the end of the...
That's why I don't like dates. That's a whole other conversation. Yep. That's why I'm like,
you think about this. This is the clearest way I can make this shit make sense, right? Y'all value y'all vagina. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't want to get that to no nigga. If y'all give it to the wrong nigga, y'all upset about it. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Well, on the other hand, the equivalent to y'all vagina is our wallet. That's what we have. That's what we build. That's what, you know, that's our representation of us. You know what I'm saying? And we don't want to spend it on the wrong woman. We don't want to waste it on the wrong woman. But if you the good one, we'll blow it off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if we going out here, we like, you know what? Benny Hines, I'm gonna, whatever you want. We're going to ride the little horse downtown or whatever. Whatever you want. And then it's like, all right, well, what you finna do? I got to work early.
But
it's
see,
like,
that's, damn. That was like, me. When I was dating... And I was dating some guys who was well off.
Yeah.
I was that chick. Y'all can take me out to wherever. We can go to Trulux. We can go to Dakota's. We can go to all these places.
Bar hopping.
All right. And I take my Uber and go home.
Mm-hmm.
That
he
paid for.
Nope. What is so, I can do you one better. You dropping me off. I appreciate it, baby.
Yeah. He like, damn. Yeah. Let me call this other chick, but I'm going to get her ass next time.
Yeah. And that's what y'all be thinking. Yeah. I know. So that's what I'm like, so y'all do think that the more expensive the date is, the more of a chance y'all will have at fucking?
Yeah. And any nigga listening, you're a goddamn lie.
While you spilling myths, let me give you a myth. Let me bust your myths real fast. Right. It's not right. Even
let's drop some jewels on Crown Jewels.
It's not even the amount of money that you spend on the date that will get you the pussy. It's the amount of thought that you put into the date
that will get you the pussy.
You don't have to spend $1,000 on a date, but if you don't listen to a conversation where I done said, you know what, I'd be liking to go to Uptown, and it's this little bar up there, and the bartender is this, and my favorite flowers. Then you show up to my with some Kroger $9.99 flowers, but they my favorite, and you done took me up. Oh, this nigga,
you
listen.
The panties are coming off. The panties are coming off.
Okay. I'm just nigga. We fucking in the little horse and carriage. Right. What are you saying?
I totally agree
fellas,
to that.
Write that down.
Yeah, if y'all listening. The amount y'all spend on a date does not matter. It's not gonna guarantee any pussy.
Not at all.
If you listen to her conversations and know what she like, and you put that thought into that first date, I guarantee. Well, I ain't gonna say guarantee, because then y'all gonna be in my DMs and shit.
Right.
There's a higher percentage.
You want me to higher chance.
Yeah.
You like vegan food, huh?
Yeah, you have a higher possibility of getting the panties.
Because my thing is, if you're gonna go out and spend all this money on a date, you might as well just go to Backpage if that's still a thing.
But a lot of men don't know no better. We think in our minds, because we ain't taught how to date properly. A lot of fellas don't have their dads and stuff at home. So we don't know what to pay attention to when dating a woman.
Yeah.
So when it comes to dating, we think big, expensive, that's gonna impress her. If I got it, if I can show it and flash it, that's going to impress her. Yeah. A lot of us, we misinformed on that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, very much so.
And I'm going to tell you a prime example of that. I went out on a date with a guy, and he tried to impress me with his wallet. Mm-hmm. We went to Truth and Alibi. Okay. He thought he was taking me to something just like, oh my gosh, she ain't going to know
about this. That you ain't know
this. Yeah. This, that, and the third. He walked up to the bouncer, paid the bouncer off to let us in. Uh-huh. I'm sitting there looking like... Okay.
You didn't know the password?
Right. Exactly. That's what I said. I think, my nigga, you could have saved $100 and got on Instagram and got the password, and we could have got in for free. What is you doing? This is a fucking bar.
Yeah.
But you trying to spend it and trying to show me, and I'm just like, that shit don't impress me.
No.
It don't impress me at all. You taking me places where if you would have listened, you would have known that I'm the type of girl that don't have to be flashy like that.
Right.
I'm not no flashy type girl.
Mm-mm.
I done been to all of this type of shit.
Yeah.
This is a normal for me.
Right.
You taking me here, what the fuck? Nigga, I can take you to some shit.
Right, yeah. Right. I can put you on to some shit.
And get in free and get the perks.
Right.
But, my nigga, what are you doing? Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't, yeah.
A lot of dudes just don't know no better. You know what I'm saying? So we think like that, like, oh, yeah, I'm a splurge out. Just going to impress her. I got to.
But I will say, to a simple-minded ghetto broad, that is very important.
Oh, yeah.
True. But my thing is, you're not going to pay my bills, so what you flashing for? Like you said, I just feel like flashy guys are marks. Like,
they
are. I don't want to be next to no mark. Like,
most of them are bitch-ass niggas.
Yep. Most of them who flash, I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, that's my new word for today. Bitch-assness.
A lot of niggas who flash can't hold a decent conversation. That's the thing. Like, if you got decent conversation, you can get whatever you want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So a lot of them can't do that. They can't hold that conversation, keep your attention long enough. So I'm gonna just splurge off a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was about to make a point, but I forgot. I totally forgot what I was about to say.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, first dates are good, but I don't do dates because, like, I'd rather get to know a person. Like,
you don't think you get to know a person when you? And I'm gonna be honest.
Or
with
a person that's trying to impress me, like just because, like, this is the first date, you're trying to impress me now. But if we get together, I'm thinking out. Like,
I think dating is important,
mm-hmm.
and it's underrated in 2019. But I honestly believe dating is important, and the reason why I say that is because I don't take everybody around my family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take everybody around my friends. So it's like almost an interview for me to see, how do you dress? How do you act in public? How do you interact with
mm-hmm.
people? Because I'm versatile. I can be ghetto city girl over here,
mm-hmm.
but trust me,
I'll be Mozart.
You know, I'm gonna be over here, and you know, I got coworkers that I'm gonna go hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to be diverse enough
to
transition wherever I
and
go.
And that's why dating is important, because you can go
mm-hmm.
to different events
and
that display that.
My point was. I don't want to go on no fancy ass day on my first date.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if I like you yet.
Right.
Like, let's just go somewhere where we can actually get to know
just
each other.
Just chill and
vibe.
Yeah.
Out. And then when we get established, then we can start going to do fancy shit.
Right.
Like, don't try to impress me this first time. Because typically, from my experience, a guy has tried to impress me, like, done all this shit.
Mm-hmm.
A couple months down the line, we actually together.
It's like, where that shit go? Yeah, like, where that
go? She asked me to take her to True Lux on our first date.
Mm-mm.
One of them PLS chicks when I first got the check. I said, she's like, I'm like, where you want to go? Mistake, fellas, never ask where she want to go.
Nope.
Just listen and take her where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she just going to have to get into it. But don't ask where she want to go. I said, where you want to go? She said, I want to go to True Lux. I said, what is that?
Country boy.
I'm waiting for her to tell me. I'm like, let me Google something. I look on there, $75 steak plates.
Yeah.
I said, man, that's groceries, girl. What you talking about? She was like, yeah, so when are we going? I said, at the point that we going on enough dates that I like you a lot. And then after I like you a lot.
Food stamps.
I was like, after I like you a lot that I love you. After I love you so much that I can't live without you. And then when I can't live without you, I decide I want to propose.
That's when we go.
I never heard back from her again. You know what I mean?
She did. She was looking for her next victim.
She is.
She was looking for her next fancy meal.
Walmart got crab legs.
She said Walmart got crab legs.
So, okay, back to what you were saying earlier, G. So, if a girl fucks on the first date, right? Because y'all are expecting this, because y'all just put out some money. what do y'all be thinking about that particular woman? Like
after
y'all done went out, you done spent your money, you got what you wanted, she gave you the pussy, then what? Like what goes through your mind?
So I'm a different breed, but so I fuck on the first date. And however we was before we went on that date, mm-hmm. it's the way we're going to be after. So okay. if we was homies,
yeah.
then after I get up, I'm going to be like, man, this bitch keep calling me on her. You know what I'm saying? At least how yeah. she texting. I'm the same energy.
Yeah.
Because I done misread energy from a chick before. We done smashed. And I'm like, damn, we finna peel something. Mm-hmm. And she was like, nah, you still the homie.
Yeah.
So I don't misread nothing. Wherever we where we was at before we took the socks yeah. off, that's where we're going to be when we put the socks back on.
Gotcha. You say the socks back.
So, yeah. Gotcha. Let me ask you this, Nicole. Mm-hmm. Do you look at a dude differently after you yes. have sex on the first date?
Yes, because if you pressured me into having sex with me and it's trash, I'm like, what the fuck is this?
But what if it's good?
Oh, yeah, we
stay
together.
We stay together. So that's bae now?
What you want for breakfast?
That's bae now.
What you want for breakfast?
I know.
You don't want me to put on a thong, you don't want me to wear nothing.
See, I don't know.
I just haven't had that, though, to be honest with you.
I've had that.
I'm kind of like
great sex on the first night.
Like, yeah, I had great sex on the first night, but I'm kind of like, Gmo, nigga, what we was is what we was. Really? And 9 times out of 10, I'm not going to even spend a night. I'm going to be like, all right, man.
Right.
Yeah. So we'll
see,
what
like,
you
finna
do?
For me, right. I want to cuddle. I want to do. I know.
I'm out of that hoe.
I know.
What that means? Say, I done had sex with you. It's hot and you ugly. Get away. Right. Right.
I done put a knot in the rubber and stuck it in my pocket. I'm out.
Nicole would have said, you know what, deuces. But Nicole now is just like, oh. See, I gotta feel something to actually like even want to go with you.
Yeah, I feel you, cause. I ain't gonna say I'm in that point. Well, because, okay, I have a dude. Uh-huh. And when we started fucking around, it was literally just fucking around. Like, right. But then we started getting to know each other a lot more. And, like, he was doing all this nice shit. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh, I think I'm in love.
It's a breath of fresh air. It's a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, I was like, okay, he's pretty, you know, pretty mm-hmm. dope. So,
but that's what you were looking for, too. She put that in the app.
I had actually put that in the app. Because I was one of those chicks that was like, I used to tell dudes I was emotionally unavailable. Uh-huh. I'm not ready for no relationship. Tell them. I was just like, look, I'm not looking for no relationship. Yeah. You can take me out. We can go out. We can kick it. Yeah. You know, I might let you fuck, but yeah. I'm not looking for nothing. Mm-hmm. Then, about a year ago now, I was mm-hmm. like, you know, I want a boyfriend. I was like, I'm ready to settle down and whatever. And here we are a year later. Mm-hmm. Been with this dude since June last year.
Mm-hmm. So what's your what you feel about? Do you think that having sex on the first date can lead to the long haul? Like the
I mean we did, man.
I think I don't know where the whole rule of don't have sex on the first date came from.
Somebody grandma who had sex on the first day. It was some grandmas, some hoes, all them different color uncles and aunties.
Okay. You wonder why your cousins and stuff got different grannies.
So you got green eyes.
Right.
You know
what I mean? Yeah. That's where it come from. It's just, you know, back then, you know, it was a different era.
Yeah.
So back then it was like, oh, no, you need to be, don't shack up, don't get... You know, don't
like my grandma used to say, don't let no man just root all up in your behind.
Exactly.
Root up in your behind. That's what she used to tell me. No, keep your skirt down and don't let these niggas root up your behind.
Is it red nickels, red pennies?
I don't know.
Don't take a red dime or something, a red cent. It's something like
a red cent.
Something like that.
Yeah, something red cent.
Mm. Wooden nickel. That's what she was saying.
A wooden nickel.
I've heard that too.
Now, I know this kind of strange for me, and I think they different a bit, but I didn't have sex on the first date. But I ain't never had a one night stand.
Wait, it got real quiet.
It did. It got weird.
I was trying to process.
It's almost a riddle a little bit.
Okay, so a one night stand is like, I just met you.
Yeah. And then that's it.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't know the last name or nothing.
Sex on the first day, typically you know somebody a little bit.
Like
you know
y'all hung,
Yeah, like we done hung the whole day, kicked, got to know each other. Maybe talked on the phone and then had a first date.
And y'all actually like exchanged numbers.
Maybe talked a little bit after that.
I didn't say that. No, I haven't. I've never had a one-night stand. Even if I've just met you and we ended up smashing, we talked afterwards.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so, I ain't never had
okay,
a one-night
stand. Okay, so it's a one-night stand. You don't talk afterwards? Like,
yeah, you don't talk at all. It was just a smash and pass.
I've never had that.
I'm trying to think. Damn. I feel like I have. Nah, because I wouldn't call it a one-night stand because I kind of knew him. Like, I had met him. Mm-hmm. But then,
so let me ask you this: is this considered a one night stand? Because I'm going through my
Tracy just came up with something. What is it?
We were friends. We were cool. We hung out often with the same crowd.
That's not a one night stand.
I wanted to fuck though.
Okay.
He did too. We fucked. It was what it was. And we've never done it anymore.
It's a category.
And we never talked about it.
Okay, so I'm going to say this. Yeah. I'm going to say there's levels to one night
stand. It was a one night stand.
There's a level.
Yeah, I feel like that was a one night stand. Like, we never talked. Like, even me and him today, we're still friends on Facebook. We're still friends on IG.
If I see him, we stop.
We hang, you know, hey, how you doing?
It's just a category of one night stand.
Yeah. We just never, we'll never go back.
I have done that. Now I think there is levels to
breaking news.
The whole we discover something new. There's levels to one night stands.
I might be a king of one night stands.
I'm just saying, but I think that takes two mature people to have something like that because even after that, even before and after, I would see him in the club because we 9 times out of 10 we would go to the club together in a group of people. I would see him talk to females. He would see me talk to dudes, but it was like shit at the end of the night.
I'ma call you.
Hey. Right. Eventually, nigga, I'ma tap that. Yeah. And it is what it is. Yeah. And then even after we took it there, it was once again we back in the same situation where I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm doing my thing, he doing his thing, and we kicked it like nothing happened.
What do we call that though?
We gotta make a name for that.
Yeah, we gotta make a name for that. I don't know what we will call that, but it's definitely.
But you're playing in the motherfucker.
Casual, but I don't want to say casual sex. I guess that's not casual sex.
Because even when he's like, he's in a long-term relationship right now, and he's been with her for years, like now, years now. And it's just like, hey, how you doing? Yeah. Oh, okay, nice to meet you.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that.
I'm sure he but ain't never said like, you know, I used to fuck.
He would not say that because bitches be insecure.
Oh yeah,
but so do men, and they bitches too. So
yep. That's funny. Yeah, a true one night stand I have not done. I've definitely done the non-categorized one night stand.
Yeah, where you just keep it player, and you just like, you know what? I've been watching y'all. Like your little vibe. What that thing like? Go find out and shit. It is what it is. I appreciate your business, sir.
My business, right?
Thank you for your time, Kyle, sir.
Don't let the Lord hit you where the good Lord split.
We ain't even doing that. We cool. So it's like, shit, what you doing?
Oh, okay.
Like,
grab me a beer.
But exactly. But tomorrow, nigga, don't expect to come here. We still cool though. Yeah.
You'll get numbers tomorrow.
Yeah. Exactly. My nigga, I even be your wingman.
I've done that, and I've like tried to hook them up with somebody.
Yes.
Like, you know, like that. I'm that type of person.
Is that shady?
No, I don't think it is. I don't know. That is just...
I think for females, it's more shady than for guys. If you was to hook your homeboy up with a girl that you smashed one time. And you was like, shit, I smashed her way back in the day, but you know, it was just
Men would say, women
don't think your homeboy would care.
I didn't hit a chick yesterday and be like, fam, she go.
Yeah,
like, holler. Like, I think, like, with dudes, if it ain't baby mama, I just got done fucking with her, you know what I'm saying? I used to love her, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, outside of that, everything free game.
Gotcha.
Yeah. And I think with females, it's a little bit different.
Females be hating, though. They be like, I used to talk to him. I'd be like, man, I try to get
back
something
up. Back in kindergarten.
Nah.
Don't talk to him. He tried to talk to me in kindergarten.
I asked for her number. She said, nah. Now she said, I'm trying to talk. We used to talk.
Yeah. What? In kindergarten.
To be hating.
Yeah, they do.
So, what are ways... Do you have little tactics? Well, obviously not now.
Oh, yeah. Disclaimer, I'm out the game.
Right. Yeah, obviously not now. He is no longer a single man, ladies. So don't be sliding in his DM. Mm-hmm. He got a bright chick. She crazy. You know she crazy because she's bright. But when you were in the game, did you have like little tricks and things that you could do on dates to see if she was
Gonna go?
Yeah.
I got this drink called Boyden. You know what I'm saying? It's a Long Island iced tea mix.
That's the shit he gave us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Only two cups and she good.
One.
Nigga, one. Nigga, a half of one.
Y'all, I might can't say that in this climate.
Yeah, that's a little bit rapey, bro. Yeah. It is. I mean, no lie, the first thing I thought it was a good time. But I didn't want to say that until the girl was like, that's
again. I wasn't going to say nothing because I know
we are.
Just a good, but I was like,
we are in the movement of the Me Toos. And you know,
what color was it? It was blue. It was brown. It was clear.
Clear.
It was clear. Y'all, it was. It's Long Island iced tea, but it's clear. I mean, shit's crazy as hell.
I ain't doing shit, man. I got shit to do tomorrow.
But I'm just going to say, he's not, you know, intentionally trying to get them drunk to have them pass out and have sex. He's you know.
Loosen up.
They don't pass out. Let me get that. Let me straighten that. They don't pass out. It just reveals the true intention. I ain't even the aggressor after I give the liquor. You know what I mean? Yeah. But, I might run for president one day. So, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
But no, like, tactics really.
Grab him by the pussy.
Right, hey.
Tactics to me, man. That Netflix and chill, man, before it was a Netflix and chill, that was it, man. You invite them over, you could really tell the vibe of what she came to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So, are you disappointed? Were you disappointed as a man when you came over for a Netflix and chill session and
it was literally
just chilling?
Yeah, that's some bullshit, man. Like, I'm telling you, I done went to a chick house before. I'm like, hey, I'm like, if I doze off on the couch, she gonna be like, come get in the bed. She was like, you on the blanket? I'm like, bitch. No, I don't need no blanket. I got a bed.
I would have asked that. I'd be like, that's my cue. All right, you sleepy. All right, I'll see
you
later. Like,
you better get out of here because I don't want you to sleep.
I don't want you sleepy trying to drive.
I was like, I got a bed and a couch at home. I don't got to sleep on your couch.
Okay, now I do want to ask this before we wrap up and everything. Okay. It's not necessarily like first date, but I've been seeing it on social media. People talking about being flued out. Okay, you know, we know that's not the right word.
Okay, anyway,
but they're saying that if you fly a chick out, you're like the chick is obligated.
No,
to have sex.
I ain't obligated to do shit.
Exactly.
So my tactic is what I wear under my clothes is dictating what I would do tonight.
Okay.
If I have something, I can have on sweats. You wouldn't suspect nothing.
Right.
But if I get undressed, you'll know everything.
Right.
So I'm gonna say this because I'm just gonna keep it real. Okay. Like, fuck all that, nigga.
Get to it.
You done flewed me out. I feel like you ain't spent all this money. To come, and like, my nigga, we finna go, we finna kick it, we finna have a good time.
Yeah,
I'm finna be with you all weekend, but my nigga, at the end of the night, nigga, we fucking somewhere.
Right, yeah.
Because to me, if it's a chick asking me to come out of town, if I don't want to fuck her, I'm not leaving my state.
Right. Same, same.
It is kind of the expectations. Yeah, it ain't about the money on the flight, but it's like, damn, I brought you down because I want to spend a little time.
Yeah.
So I thought it was. If you wasn't on that page, that's when you would have been like, hey,
I'm cool. Yeah. I'll stay here. So I'll just catch you whenever.
Because, I mean, realistically, as women, what do? When we getting ready to get flued out, we not been a hat granny panties.
Yeah.
Nope. Nigga, we finna go to Victoria's Secret. We finna get some fresh shit, raw set, whatever the case. And you finna go out there and you finna show your ass.
And if you don't want to fuck, literally, like, why would you go and just get poked by a dick all day and be like, stop. Like, why would you? I wouldn't even waste my time.
Did Future do that shit?
Yeah,
and then she was like, we never said, nigga, he threw you out.
First of all, it's Future.
Like, Like, let's just be real. Stop playing with me. Yeah. Nigga, you knew you was finna get this dick when you got on that goddamn plane.
Yeah. I mean, I've gotten, I ain't gonna lie. This was, a couple years ago. I had got flued out.
Exactly.
But I did not, we did not have sex.
Exactly. I've been on plenty of trips.
Because my intentions wasn't to be like, nah, he ain't getting none. Yeah. It was like, okay, we about to have fun, whatever, whatever. But then when I got there, it was like, nigga, you done pissed me the fuck off.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Okay, so that's different. Yeah. No, that's different. But if we're vibing.
Yeah, I have a guy friend. Mm-hmm. So we'll go on trips all the time when shit happens.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll go plenty of places.
Yeah.
I don't have to come out of pocket because that's just the type of people I hang around with. Especially
if
it's guys.
Yeah.
But it's a difference between just your homeboys. Yeah. Like, I got homeboys that I know that we can go to sleep. He can come over here right now. We can sleep in the same bed.
Yeah.
And ain't shit gonna happen.
Yeah,
because it's
thing.
Already been established.
Yeah. Right.
That, look, this is our relationship. It's strictly platonic.
Right.
But I'm just saying, I will tell you I will never forget this, y'all. One of the very, very, very first times that I ever got flued out in the goddamn world. Went out there, everything was so cool. Mm-hmm. Picked me up airport from a limo. Mm-hmm. Everything was real nice. The second night of me being there, I'm staying at his house.
Uh-huh.
You know, second night in there, I think he put something in my drink to make sure. It's not funny, but it was really fucked up.
Yeah,
because it was like, damn, bro, I would have fucked you.
Right.
I mean,
like you didn't even have
I came out here with the willing mind to have sex. If the door opened, I was walking through.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
why would you do it?
Like
kind of violating
you.
Yeah.
You roofied me, my nigga. Like, what the fuck? You didn't even have to do all that.
I don't want these hangover symptoms. Yeah.
Right.
That shit was crazy, y'all. That I woke up and he was on top of me, and I was like, let me get mine.
As a man, that's some weird nigga shit.
It is some weird shit.
Like, if she not, like, I want to be kissed on. I want to be touched back. I want to be pulled into it.
Yeah.
I don't want that motherfucker, like, drooling at the mouth, foaming.
Yeah.
Like, that's some weird nigga shit.
It is weird. It's very weird. Needless to say, after that, I got home. I never talked to him
ever. Yeah, obviously.
But
I think so with the whole food out thing, it just comes down to setting expectations up front. Because I don't think because guys will say one thing and girls will say another, but let's be realistic. It's been situations like I've been in where the guy wasn't clear with his intentions and tried to play that friendship, but then he wanted something else.
Yeah.
That's on you, bro. You done had this conversation with me. And I'm
that's
just,
very
I'm a woman.
What conversation needs to be had prior to? Like,
if you
do I need to? Like, if we've been talking, I've been good morning, beautiful, all goddamn day, and I'm just speaking. I'm just speaking from a nigga's point of view.
Yeah.
If I've been doing all of this shit all day, have sweet dreams. Oh, I dreamed about. I'm just thinking about you throughout the day. Like, what other conversation? Why do you? Would you not take not have context clues to say? Okay,
plenty
this
of
is
men.
Like
to say,
trying
I
to.
Have plenty of text messages to say good morning, beautiful from several different men.
They're trying to get you, girl.
Okay.
That's her point. Her point is, like,
you
don't good morning me beautiful thinking that that's going
to
slide you into
just
my
like
business.
I got several texts from guys saying good morning, beautiful. I could be on a list of other girls that's getting good morning, beautiful. You're just trying to get.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're just trying to see who going to snap, who going to bite.
But I think your point is, if we've never had that type of conversation or any type of sexual conversation at all,
doesn't make it clear to me what you want.
Exactly.
But I feel like that even though a lot of women tell you to be upfront, like, tell me what you want. I'd rather him be real and just tell me what it is.
Yeah.
That shit don't work.
No, it's about how you do it.
Exactly. And
it's
about who you do it to.
Yeah. Exactly. It depends. You have to know your audience.
Mm-hmm.
You just
it depends
it's
on
not, you're not gonna know that.
But that's almost like saying, okay, I gotta feel her out to see if I'm gonna lie to her or not. Like,
no, it's just what position am I gonna take? As far as saying what I want.
I think it's more of, like, how you see it. Like,
yeah.
Certain chicks, you could be like, hey, I really just want to fuck.
Yeah.
You're cool with that.
They'd
be like, shit, come on, that's all I want, too. Then there's other girls, you'd be like, you know, I really feel our vibe, our chemistry, you know.
Yeah.
They try to play that shit.
But I've met guys that I was like, hey, I'm really feeling you. I really want to get to know you. But real shit, right now, I just want to fuck you. So let's get this out of the way, and then we can move on
but
to
that's
getting
the beauty
to know
of
you.
Being a woman. It is a double standard.
Because
we
control.
Where, that's why I'm saying,
we
y'all got that power for that.
Yeah.
If we come in and be like, hey, I just want to fuck with her. Even if you feeling like you just want to fuck too, mm-hmm. she don't want to be looked at like a hoe or what you going to think afterwards or what, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. it changed the energy where she might be like, nah.
Yeah.
You know, it's just different. And then women, so different, like so different. You don't know what you're shooting at. You can't, the same thing that worked for her ain't going to work for her. Ain't going to work for her.
That's true.
Yeah. So yeah.
Even you being honest, everybody ain't going to take your honesty and be like, you know, I appreciate it.
No.
So let me ask you this, G-Mom. So you got a female that's uh-huh. saying, you know, okay, we've established, we just fucking, this is the only fucking relationship. We've been fucking for a while. Okay, cool. And she come out and say, I'm developing feelings for you. What's your next move?
Man, I'm Mayweathering the shit out them feelings. I'm dusting them.
But do you keep fucking her?
Yeah.
Honestly,
yeah,
do you keep fucking her?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he probably. I don't know. Personally, I had a stalker.
And that's how you got her, huh?
Yeah, so I ain't fucking no more. You know what I'm saying? So
he had to learn the hard way. Buddy.
Yeah.
Okay, so why men don't say that? Why men can't say, okay, it's time for me to back out because I see her catching feelings or, you know, okay... I mean, our pussy ain't good pussy.
Two things. Some men don't want to be the bad guy because it is our point to protect y'all feelings. Even when we don't like y'all that much, we still want to protect your feelings. And another thing, damn, I forgot that other thing. Well, that was good, too.
I get where you was trying to go. I got you. I get where you're trying to go.
A little cringe on this stuff.
You know, man. Niggas don't want to be the bad. They don't want to be no bitch-ass niggas out here. That's
but
why.
They end up being bitch-ass.
They end up being bitch-ass. Misfriends.
Instead of,
but you gotta word it. It's easier to word being a bitch ass nigga than to be, I broke her heart, or, you know, so we could take that title.
To be honestly, no, because if we've already set expectations on this, and I've been in that situation where we've set the expectations and I've caught the feelings, and hey, I need to talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I done caught feelings. And I don't know how you feeling because you ain't said shit, but I'm going to go ahead and gracefully bow away from this shit because this ain't what the fuck we, you know, we ain't discussed this shit and I ain't expecting shit from you.
My other point, I got it.
There you go. So, it came back, y'all.
Some women don't allow you to back away. You know what I'm saying? So you could be like, damn, she catching feelings. I don't want this no more. They'd be like, you know, say, I'm catching feelings. I don't want this no more. Or no, she could say, I'm catching feelings. He could be like, damn, let me back up off of her. She going to get a little crazy. Like, what you, like, so you just going to fuck me? I still think we should make it work. You know what I'm saying? They still be aggressive. Just, like, still trying to pursue it. I mean, they're still trying to pursue it. It's a lot of women who don't know that they're not in a relationship.
Yeah.
Who act like the guy that they chasing, they in a relationship with.
No, that's true.
It's a lot of people who, a lot of it's women who are in a relationship and the man don't know that they in a relationship.
It's a lack of communication.
Yeah. That's true. This was a great conversation, I must say. I learned quite a bit.
I learned a lot.
So if anything, the takeaways that we can get from this is conversation is key.
Conversation is key. Listening to your partner, finding out what they like to plan a perfect plan date. I mean, first date that will possibly get you the draws. Mm-hmm. Being flued out does not guarantee sex, but it is expected.
It is expected. Man, what if a girl get flued out and a nigga say, no, we're not having sex?
Shit.
Man, but
if the girl wants it and you say we not having sex,
nigga, I'm gonna make sure my round trip ticket is secured. And nigga, the fuck can I go
now? Yeah, like okay, next.
Alternate.
If she ain't putting out, man, you might have to sue a bitch, man. You take her to somewhere romantic and she ain't trying to give it up. Y'all on the beach looking at flowers and shit, or on the beach looking at the dolphins and shit.
I'll just say some flowers on the beach.
It might be a few.
Never been
on
the beach.
Wow.
What's the other points that we learned?
Another takeaway, fucking on the first date does not make you a hoe.
Absolutely.
No. It just means you know how to make an executive decision.
That is absolutely right.
That was a good one.
You hold the power to your pussy.
You hold the power to your pussy or your penis. Because some guys, you know, they claim they didn't want to fuck on the first date, but we know y'all lying.
Y'all lying.
Yes.
Unless you got some, maybe they burning.
Yeah. they finished their antibiotics.
Damn.
They finished their antibiotics yet, so.
Got a few days left. If he tell you, baby, I can't drink.
If y'all hanging out and he ain't drinking either and he say he don't want to fuck.
No antibiotics.
Yeah, no antibiotics.
Free game. All right.
Free game. We dropping jewels.
And fellas, if she ain't trying to fuck on that first date, you call a friend and she was cracking.
Yikes. Savage.
Whoa. My God.
That may backfire on you. Hey, them screenshots of motherfuckers.
Hey. Hey.
Right. I let the OG out for a minute, you know what I'm saying? I retired them for a little minute.
Uh-huh.
Wait a minute, your girl gonna be listening a little minute, nigga. What the fuck you mean?
Alright, y'all. So this has been another episode of Malikely Dope. Y'all can reach us at malikelydopethepodcast.com.
Absolutely.
We have a website now. Yeah.
Hey.
On our Instagram and social media, we're Malikely Dope. Individually, I'm Tatum_Tots. And
I am It's Me Tracy V under IG and Snap. And as for our guests, once again, tell them how they can reach you guys.
My Instagram, which I'm not really on there, you can see my pictures and just DM me if you want to talk.
Sound like a dating website. Okay. Sound like you're promoting.
I'm just saying. Anyway, don't hit me up on no bullshit. I don't want to get flued out, okay? But no, my Instagram is Young Oak Cliff. It's spelled exactly how it sounds. Oak Cliff is spelled OAKCLIFF.
Hey, and you can catch me at G-Mo the Great. Spelled exactly like it sounds, G-Mo the Great. Don't DM me. just hit Crown Jewels Podcast on your local
the
station.
Only two DMable people are Nicole and Tracy. All right? So,
people through my DMs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I communicate with you through Crown Jewels Podcast.
Yeah.
Same. So, yeah. And where can they listen to Crown Jewels at?
All social media or all podcast platforms. You can find us.
Cool. And we'll have a link on our link tree. For y'all, so y'all can check them out.
Thank you.
And once again, thank y'all for joining us. Hey,
thanks for having us.
All right, Facebook and IG back.
Bye.
It's our first date, so you trying to act all shy about passing first base as we sit up on my couch. I watched that movie just so I could try to find out if it feels good when I turn the lights out. I'm not gonna judge you just cause we did it, but don't fall in love, boo. I'm not committed, so take off your Ugg boots and let me hit it. Don't say you're not that type of girl, babe. Girl, you know I, girl, you know I. Yeah, I got a few songs out, I shouldn't have to wait this long now. Girl, you know I, girl, you know I play the piano and I'll do it just so I can have first date sex.